Good morning. Coming up on 7:40 here on the Mighty 690, and we have the pleasure of having Ryan McCune joining us in studio from Coffeyville Community College. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. So a little chilly start to the day, and it's hard to believe, you know, and Christmas is just getting closer and closer. And I know, you know, your students have had a busy time here. Wrapped up finals week last week, right?
Yes. Finals were from the 5th through the 7th. And so, you know, like most students, they're itching to go home. And so as you drive by Residence Life, the dorms, you'll see that it's quite empty. So a lot of students were headed home, and we made plenty of trips to the airport. And, you know, that's something that we do for our students is give them transportation to and from for their flights. But yes, so it's going to be a little quiet on campus, but it's also time to kind of recharge, recoup, get things in order, and get ready to do it again, because it'll January 3rd is when we open back up from break, and we have classes starting January 11th. So yes, it's a fun time, but it's also we're still working pretty hard.
Sure. Well, no, it just seems like semester seems like it just started, but you know, we always say that.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a lot of great stuff here, and you know, I had Raven Holiday not too long ago, and
right.
So a lot of good things to lead us into that holiday time. But mm-hmm. I know you wanted to talk a little bit. You know, CCC has gotten some great press here recently, and as far as a couple of different lists and rankings, you want to share that information with us?
Yes, I mean, very proud, and Intelligent.com ranks Coffeyville Community College among the best in the U.S., and these rankings are set apart from conventional ratings and are deemed the benchmark of academic evaluations for online and hybrid programs, each institution is kind of ranked from 0 to 100 across 6 categories, and it's based on quantitative measures such as academic quality, graduation rate, cost and ROI, or return on investment, and student resources. So yeah, I mean, that's certainly something to be very proud of. And then the latest one is we earned distinction of being on the Aspen Top 150 list, and just us and Cloud County Community College have been the sole representatives of Kansas community colleges to make the top 150 list in the past 2 years. This achievement reflects high quality of education that we provide at CCC. So we're very proud of that. And then kind of next step with that is there's an application process to do with $1 million prize, basically, for lack of better terms, but that you write in once you're into top 150. So we have staff that's working very hard on that. Those are really big marks. I mean, and we're very proud of those accomplishments.
Well, I'm sure you are. That's just fantastic, you know, to be represented so well across the whole U.S. as a stage there, and you know, even just representing Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it's you know, we have a really good community college system in our state, and to be kind of elevated to, you know, in the top, you know, the Aspen Top 150, and being ranked so high in this intelligent.com is certainly kudos to our faculty, our staff, and just everyone that's involved in that community and of the college, because it certainly takes everyone pulling the rope in one direction to get those kind of accomplishments and to get that kind of recognition. It's everyone across the board when those things happen.
Sure, I know it's a staff, but you know, working to build each other up and making that education the best it can be. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, we do have interim classes that are going on starting today, right?
Started today. Yes, they started today, and you can add up to I think the 15th, December 15th, you can add those interim classes, and they run through January 5th. And yeah, I mean, it's a time to get ahead or you know, for students to take a shortened, intense version of a class, and so they're good.
So this is pretty much going to be the same as a regular class. It's just shrunken down to where it's just a lot more, like you said, intense and getting everything crammed in there, right?
Right, right. You're not going to be able to take 12 hours of interim class and call it a full semester. I mean, it's just too much of a workload. Intense and but you also get them knocked out in a short time. So, they're a good way to, like I said, I look at it as a way to maybe get ahead of something that you're there and you're working on that, your associates, or, you know, even an undergrad class over Christmas break that you come home for and you just want to do something online that can, is condensed and can add to your overall hours. It's good.
And how would a person find out maybe the list of those interim classes being offered?
The website, www.coffeyville.edu, and you'll find all that information there.
Okay.
And so, if you call on the campus, we're open until the 20th. All the offices are open to December 20th, and we reopen January 3rd. You know, we have the Tech campus. Our Tech campuses are open until the 19th, and so we're still fully functioning. Just because main campus students and main campus classes went through finals, I mean, we're still in the office and we're keeping our office hours, and so certainly can help anybody that comes to campus.
Gotcha. So yeah, a good reminder there that yes, campus is going to be closed here for a little while. Coming up in the next little bit as we get closer to Christmas, and then reminder one more time. I think you said it, but the deadline to get into an interim class is
the last day to add is December 15th.
15th. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. So very good. Good to know. And like you said, a good chance to get in there, squeeze one of these classes in if you want. And Ryan, if anything else that you want to share with us here in regards to Coffeyville Community College?
No, I just it's been since Raven Holiday. It's been busy between for our students with and for our staff and faculty. You know, late night breakfasts, student recitals. Just a lot of things going on, and obviously basketball in full swing, and the holiday parties, and we had our fall sports banquet, and so just it was just a very active last month, just kind of all over the place, and it's great to see. And see our students' growth just in a semester from time school starts in August until when they go home in December. Just their growth, for a lot of them being away from home for the first time. And so even though the break's good, I think we all need a little break. I am anxious to have them back and see them and hear the stories. Because in our world, part of what makes us rank so well on intelligence.com or even Aspen 150, those things, I think is the relationships we build and the extra effort that everyone on all of our campuses put into those students.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan McCune, appreciate you coming on by this morning.
Thanks,
always man. Great to chat. Hope you have a good break coming up, and we will we'll catch you here next time.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Ryan McCune from Coffeyville Community College, and we got lots more coming up here on the Mighty 690, including some previews of the upcoming school board meetings that are happening tonight. That's on the way.